And welcome, everybody, to episode 583 of RP Grinders. I'm your hopefully not COVID-19 host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, it seems like you guys are okay for right now.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as you know. I mean, no symptoms, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, guys...
We were talking about movies earlier, but like, I wonder with all the anime screenings, it's like they probably could put those on streaming if they wanted to, and they're only doing these in theaters because they know they sell. But at least most of them do. Like My Hero Academia is selling, but like smaller movies tend to not sell. I have to wonder if those will make the shift to digital, and then they'll do a theatrical presentation later.
It's not a bad idea. I always thought that that business was going to go to that way anyways, even without this virus. Slagar's in chat. What's up, Slagar? Just talking a little bit about this virus and... Oh, man, I think I got it, guys, like the beginnings of it anyways. Like, I feel like shit. Like, my chest feels real heavy, and I'm coughing a little bit. So that's a sign of
telltale. I'm not sure if whether or not I got it, like, all those weeks ago, and then I got reinfected, like, a week or two and a half later or whatever.
It's a possibility. But,
I had something.
It's a possibility, Eric. There have been studies that you can get this virus again. It's not one of these where you build up, you build up kind of an immunity, and then you don't get it a second time. That's not the case with this. So it's
a time where, like, if you get it twice, then you build an immunity.
It could be. I don't know. There's so much we don't know about this. By the way, guys, I watched Contagion again last night. And that movie is scary accurate to what's happening right now, other than the mortality rate. Other than that, it's fairly accurate. Let's see. Weiland's off for the next 2 weeks, which he gets paid for. That's kind of cool, man. Slager says, while I'm not laid off at work like everyone else who works where I do, I am off.
My workplace should just shut down and then take that time to clean out the place.
Yep, I am off for a few days, and the place is closed for. I mean, right now we can just consider it vacation, Slagar, but eventually, how long is it before we consider it like life and death? You know, I mean, there should be a moratorium on mortgages and rent right now. You know, I know. Oh, he says Green Bay.
I think in our state we've got a freeze on freeze on evictions and paying rent.
Well, that's good. I mean, all states should do that.
Those are things they're working on, for sure. I don't know if they're done yet, but they are working on a lot of remedies to take care of people.
Yeah.
Because the governor really wants people to stay home.
Yeah.
He's doing what he can to not make it spread in Ohio.
Are you guys, like, on lockdown yet, or has that not happened yet?
Not yet. To an extent, they're going more and more towards that.
Like restaurants are carry out only currently right now.
Yeah, that's how it is here.
But we're not like locked in our houses yet. You know, we're not staying in place. Like we can still go to the grocery store, which now closes early, and go to the pharmacy, stuff like that.
I really feel like they should do that clear across the board, like right now. Like California lockdown, it's just a matter of time before everybody's on lockdown. It's the way to go. And it shouldn't be...
The dog's barking for a lockdown.
Even the dog agrees. It shouldn't be... I mean, I understand that... I mean, this is so stupid. Like... I don't know. We should just have the freedom to stay home for a month and not be broken financially.
I went to the mall to try to sell some stuff on Friday when I was off.
Yeah.
And, I'm thinking about Monday. But they were probably off Friday, too, at that point. Yeah. But the theater says we are not open. We are closed today. But, like, So, like, why don't you just say you're closed for an indefinite period?
I know, man. But, I mean, we can get the news. We don't, you know. There's no need to panic.
I guarantee because the higher-ups didn't want to close, and they're planning on trying to open as soon as they can is why they didn't put the sign like that.
Yeah. Real quick, PSA. Because
there have been a lot across Ohio, and I'm sure across other states, of people who are defying orders.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like Florida.
Against,
go to the beach.
Real quick PSA before we get into the news, guys and gals listening. If you go to Sam's Club, no right? Listen, Eric. Eric,
they've proven to us that they're stupid.
Yeah, let me finish, Eric. Real quick PSA for anybody that's needing toilet paper, go to Sam's Club. If you have a membership, you can.
I don't live near one.
Eric, let me finish, dude. This is the fourth time I've tried to tell people something very important. Here in Denver, I can't find toilet paper anywhere. I don't care where I go. 7-Eleven, Safeway, King Supers, which is Kroger, Walmart. It's everywhere is out because of stupid hoarders. But if you go right now to Sam's Club, you can order if you have a Sam's Club membership, and they will ship it to your house. So there you go. Weiland says that his mail is closed. That's
going to one. Okay,
that sucks. Wow.
Gave me some toilet paper, so I'm good for a while. And I think the stores will start getting normal. Amounts of items back in the stock.
Yeah, Green Bay closed all bars. Like I said, he said that's life or death around here.
A lot of the places, as far as like having stock and stuff, are limiting quantities to how much you can purchase. For instance, I went to Costco earlier. You can get one pack of water, you can get about one thing of toilet paper, you can get one thing of disinfectant wipes, stuff like that.
That's good. That's the way
my struggle was finding good bread, so I had to stick with white bread. Hopefully, by now they'll be more, and I can just use that for toast.
Yeah, that's all I eat is white bread. I don't like wheat bread. Slagar says he's the toilet paper capital of the world, so you probably were one of those hoarders, Slagar.
Means at his house? I thought he meant his city. Oh, you mean like in his house? You open a door and like you get swamped by toilet paper, it just floods out.
Yeah. Oh, Weiland says mall, not mail. That must have just been my glasses. My glasses are a bit dirty, Weiland. I'm a little bit away from my screen here. But there's a lot of shit going down. But just a real quick PSA, go to Sam's or Costco's online. I'm sure they'll ship it to you while they have supplies, you know. So if you're afraid of going to the stores like I am right now, I'm afraid of going outside of my room just because I think I'm sick. So I don't want to get anybody else sick. But stay home and order shit online. And even when you get that type of shit, be real, real careful.
Oh, I have to look for a TV tomorrow, so I can't just, you know.
No, I understand.
I have to go to Best Buy.
Yeah, you can.
But I'd rather look at it first.
Yeah, I know. But, like, you know what good brands are? Well, I know. Like, looking at a TV is important.
Yeah, it really
like,
is.
I feel the same way about buying clothes. Like, I don't really want to try
it
on.
I want to shove it in my car so I can, you know, open it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Slagar says Green Bay makes toilet paper. They're like the toilet paper capital. So Slagar is going to be in good shape. He's got no problem. So,
you guys do cheese and toilet paper?
All right, guys, let's run through this news really quick.
Government cheese. RPG news.
All right, Eric, let's get through this quickly as possible.
Free Wi-Fi for 60 days.
That's pretty good, but what happens after that 60 days?
Hey, I've got Spectrum. Can they hook us up with that?
I know, exactly. Exactly. All right, Eric, let's get this news started.
News first off from RPG site, Death End Request 2 is coming in to Steam the same year that the console releases. Let's see. It'll have the Steam version of English, Japanese, and traditional Chinese subtitles. So I guess it's going to be an international release. Excuse me. Oh, that's a Japanese date, but There's no real date for either of these yet. So I'm guessing they're planning a simultaneous launch.
Yeah, yeah. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right, Break, you're up next.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Octotrip. Jesus Christ, stupid ad. Octopath Traveler shipments and digital sales exceed 2 million. Nice.
Yeah,
nice
yeah, yeah.
Squinix, which, I mean, if they're bragging about, thank God, maybe they're starting to learn some lessons, because not too long ago, 2 million they would have cried about. Like, oh, yeah. Oh God, like this franchise is done. We yeah. can't do anymore. So anyway,
maybe Square, maybe you should just publish your own games for once instead of having Nintendo do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know.
I know they do it to save money, because then that's not manufacturing costs that they have to contribute.
Yeah.
To commemorate the sale, that's currently on sale for $29.99 on the eShop and Steam. So it doesn't say how long, though. But this article was yesterday, so I'm guessing it's still on. But again,
that's about the cheapest I think I'm going to get that game, man. I think I might jump on that. If I'll look at my finances later and pick that up, because it's a great game. Octopath Traveler is a really, really good game. Really good game.
It's funny, this artwork has a character from not the game, but rather Bravely Default.
Yeah, that I did notice that. Why is that? That's kind of weird.
Like, Therion is from Octopath Traveler, but those two enemies are from Bravely.
Yeah. Yeah, Slagar is in good shape. Apparently he had a cow, and they butchered it up, so he's good on meat for a while. Beef is the only thing that you can get here, and it's really expensive.
Do you live on a farm, Slagar?
He probably does, man. Yeah. Wyland says...
people can buy just cows. You can go to a farm and...
I know you can't. I know you could just buy cows, but, like, usually, like, housing a cow would be a problem.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, you can go and pick one out before it's slaughtered, saying, like, go and purchase one from a farm, and, they raise it and stuff like that. You pay for it, though.
Yeah.
And then they slaughter it, and you get the meat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they chop it up.
And that way you don't have to feel all guilty about it, because you don't have to name it and live with it.
I actually feel guilty anyways, no matter when I eat meat, man. I don't know what it is. I've always felt that way since I was little. I'm not a vegetarian or a vegan or anything like that.
But. I know.
I have the extreme sense of eating sucks, because you have to kill other things to live.
Yeah, I am.
I've tried vegan food. Like, I just...
It's just gross.
I don't like it. Like, yeah. There's like an aftertaste to it, and... Yeah. Just it never quite tastes the same.
Yeah, it's acquired taste for sure, man. Wyland says,
and then to get it like tasting the same, like, you gotta make it with all these preservatives and you know, like all this stuff to like do the Impossible Burger thing. You know,
I like Impossible Burgers; those are good.
Not that I'm complaining about preservatives, but a lot of other stuff that they put in.
Impossible Burgers are good, man. They taste really, really good. I'm actually encouraged by Impossible Burgers and Beyond Meat.
Burgers are gonna end up in McDonald's eventually.
Yeah, hopefully.
They had one test site in New York City.
Nice. That's good. Wyland says he got his beef jerky. He's set. Yeah, hell yeah, man. I could live on beef jerky, man. It's good stuff. Okay, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. The Messenger developer launches a Kickstarter campaign for retro-inspired RPG Sea of Stars. Let's see. The indie studio has a goal of $133,000 for the project.
They met it, actually.
Oh, wow. That's good news. At the moment, the game is planned for launch on PC and consoles in 2022. Looks really good. It looks like RPG Maker, but on steroids.
No, that's not it at all.
Well, it looks like it, but it looks good. I'm saying.
Have you not seen an RPG Maker game?
No, I'm not saying it's... You're not listening, Eric. I didn't say this was an RPG Maker game.
This looks far more like Alundra to me.
Well, it looks good. Whatever it is, it looks good. So I'm glad they met their goal. Do they have stretch goals or anything like that?
I'm sure for like consoles.
All right. Key features: dynamic combat with every encounter harboring threats deadly to the careless tactician. Victory demands sharp timing, anticipation, and preemptive counters. I've never been good at countering moves and stuff like that. Engaging exploration, gripping story. Become acquainted with six playable characters with rich backstories, personalities, and varied motives as the mysteries of a troubled world come to light. All fun, no tedium. Enjoy combat without fear of hitting a wall and having to grind for experience or items. See, I like grinding. Anyways. Defeat requires a change in battle plans, not hours of repetition to better the odds in a rematch. Rich universe and radiant lighting. So that's actually really cool. So there you go.
I like both of those kind of play styles.
What?
I love grinding, but then I do like the ones that they take out from grinding, like kind of force you ahead, and it, strategy is the key.
Yeah, see, you're more of a strategy guy. I'm more of like a guns blazing type of person. You know, that's why.
I like guns blazing too. Like, I play first person shooters. I like running and shooting first.
No,
shooting,
I know.
Later, shooting, just shooting, like never ask questions, as everybody fucking dies.
Yeah, yeah. Wyland says he needs to buy some Clearly Canadian. You mean bacon? I don't know what you're talking about, man. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is, excuse me, a game that's a pixel art action RPG called Elder Souls. And yeah, it's basically Dark Souls, but 2D and just boss fights.
Oh, because who doesn't?
Kind of like Titan Souls, but Titan Souls' characters are tiny compared to this game.
Mm, okay, all right. Well, that's cool. Anything else, Eric?
Not really. Nothing else to say about it.
All right, Breakman.
Did we do the farming simulator?
No, go ahead and do that story, man.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought we skipped one. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Farming Simulator Adventure Game Summer in Mara launches in spring 2020 for Nintendo Switch and PC. Being that spring starts Monday and then ends in June, that's kind of vague. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, it's a fishing simulator, looks like.
Yeah. Clearly Canadian water.
Farming simulation adventuring, you know, like I see a lot of fishing and...
It'll be Mighty Number 9's definition of spring, the day before spring ends.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
First day of spring, we get snow here, guys. Really weird. Actually, not weird. March is our snowiest month, but whatever. But, all right, looks good.
For us, it's over with. But by the time, like, early March, if we get any snow, it's melted by the next day.
Yeah.
I don't know that we're calling this a simulation, though, because it's not like it's exaggerated. It's not really simulating. No?
Yeah. I don't know. It looks maybe
just the author of the story is calling it a simulator, because let me read for this. Take care of your own island and explore the ocean in this farming adventure. Yeah, just whoever wrote this called it a simulator.
Yeah, it's not a sim. It doesn't look like a sim. It's more of an adventure type game.
Take care of your discover the story of Ko, and with farming, crafting, exploring mechanics, take care of your own island and explore the ocean in this farming adventure. Not
Well, I know people don't understand the difference between a remake and a reboot and enhanced port.
Summer and Mara mix farming, crafting, and exploring mechanics in a tropical archipelago? Archipelago, I don't know what that is.
It's like an inlet. Like, you know how like there's peninsulas and stuff, but like an inlet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we neither one of us live near water, so how do you know that?
years of being alive, Breakman.
Oh. I get it. When people first came out of the water.
How dare you, man? Yeah, when the first archipelago was formed, I was there.
I named this Frankland.
Yeah. Wait, was Frank the first fish that had feet?
How dare you?
He's just continually evolved over the eons.
How dare you?
No, he was around before evolution.
How dare you both? I hate you both, man. I think I'm going to give you guys the exile screen here.
Sweet. So just to kind of wrap it up, an open ocean with over 20 islands to explore. Customize your own island with buildings, crops, and farm animals. Over 25 characters to meet and befriend. More than 300 quests to make Mara a better place. Day and night cycle that have effect of the world with that have an effect on the world with climate events. So there you go.
Yeah. No,
seems
it looks
like
good.
A probably an all ages type game.
Yeah, it looks really fun too. I was watching the video of it. It just looks like a I don't know, like a grand, like, adventure that's kind of, you know, not stressful. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we need that right now. We don't need all these stressful games.
No, like Crossing, but if you actually just explored.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need stressful games like Weiland's playing Brutal Doom 64. We don't need that shit right now. We need more of this. Shit like this in Animal Crossing, man. All right, hopefully this next game will be like that too. This comes to us from RPGsite.net. Adventure RPG Baldo to release in summer 2020 for Nintendo Switch, not to be confused with that shitty movie Baldo.
That's Balto.
Oh, sorry, Balto. What? It's the same thing, man. You say that's how you say it in Spanish, man. So
I'm going with Baldo.
Yeah, I there like you go. Baldo. Okay, I already said that. So there you go, and there's a trailer. Some art work. It says Baldo from Knapp's team meet many weird and funny characters and become immersed in the amazing world of Baldo, an action adventure RPG.
Do any of those characters kill everything with one punch?
No, like One Punch Man. Yeah. Intriguing gameplay mechanics and intricate dungeons to solve.
It's spread... Baldo, not Baldo.
Oh. Spread through a wide interactive open world, Baldo launches first on Nintendo Switch as a timed console exclusive this summer. And I love the art style. It's kind of got like a cel shading deal going on, but it looks like
very Ghibli.
Very Ghibli. It also
reminds me heavily of Landstalker.
Yeah, no, it does have a Ghibli feel to it for sure. So it looks good. I might check this out for sure. I don't have very many Switch games. I mean, I got Zelda and Mario, and that's about it. I think I got Xenoblade Chronicles 2, and what else? Carnival games, I think, for Bernie, but that's about all I got. But this game...
Carnival games.
Yeah, no, she likes it, man. Like, she'll just play those stupid little mini games and... You know, that's enough for her. You know, she's not...
I'm surprised that, like, I didn't even know that was ported to Switch. I remember that being a Wii U game.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
or was
I
it
mean,
a Wii game? I can't even remember.
It's not a great game, but it's like one of those games that you can pick up for a couple minutes and put it down. You know, it's one of those type of deals. But this game looks fantastic. I hope it gets decent reviews because I might be picking that up. It looks really good. Baldo, look for it. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got The Good Life has got a release window for the Switch version. Basically, they're just reiterating that the Switch version is still on.
Okay.
And it'll be coming out sometime this year.
Yeah.
And it's probably the first time I've ever seen Sweary talk on a camera.
Yeah. Weiland says, stressful? You mean character building. How dare you, Weiland? No, that shit's stressful for me, man.
In case people don't know what this game's about, it's you're a journalist from New York, and you head out to research this country town, which is apparently the happiest town in the English countryside. and it hides a great secret, and your character can turn to a cat at night.
That's cool. That's always a bonus. Wyland says, stressful? You mean character building? No, man. I mean, like, anytime I play, like, a first-person shooter, I get kind of stressed out, man. Like, I'm not super great, but I do get through them. I've gotten through a fair share of first-person shooters, but I don't know. They're just kind of stressful to me, man. Like, I don't know. Like, fighting games are really fun. Like, even those can be stressful at times. But they're way funner for me to play than something like a first-person shooter. Don't get me wrong. I'll play one here and there, but shit's stressful.
We have no idea when the next iteration of Switch will come out, so you might as well just get one.
Yeah. It's too late to think about Switch. Wait. Yeah, no, Slager, I would recommend getting it, dude, for sure. Just, I don't know. It's like if you're...
I think we're 3 years away from a new... model of the Switch.
Yeah, if you're strapped for cash, then go with that you know, the one without the Joy-Cons, the one you can't hook up to your TV. But if you're not, I would highly recommend getting the Switch itself because you can do both, man. And it looks great either way, so it's not a bad system, man. I like it quite a bit. I wish I had more games on it. I don't, but yeah, it's not too late, man. Weiland says Tomb Raider and Lara Croft in the Temple of Osiris free on Steam. That's a nice little homie discount. Okay, Breakman, what do we got next?
Through the Square Enix store.
Did you say Square Enix?
Enix.
I thought you said Square Enix too. Right. Yeah. They are a bunch of Square Enixes. Yeah, I want to call them Square Enix too, Breakman. All right, go ahead, Break.
Nice. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Story of Seasons, Friends of Mineral Town, releases on July 10th in Europe and Australia for Nintendo Switch.
Oh, great.
It's weird that they don't have a date for North America.
Yeah. I'm noticing not any 3DS announcements here.
I know, man. It seems like that's kind of a dead system, you know, like it's not...
They've kind of said, you know what, the Switch is portable too, so we don't really need that 3D, whatever that thing is that made us a lot of money.
And I do like the 3DS, man. It's a great system. It's a great handheld. And Wyland gave us the link. It's tombraider.game/stayhomeandplay. So thanks, Wyland. Really appreciate that, man. Like for people that do PC gaming, you can get Tomb Raider and... Laura
I'm
Croft.
Guessing that the release date for the North America for this is the same as Europe's, but it might be like a week off or something.
It sort of looks like another Animal Crossing with people type deal, like real people.
People Crossing?
Yeah, People Crossing, man.
Oh, this is a Harvest Moon game.
Oh, well, yeah.
It was sold as Harvest Moon's Friends of Mineral Town. This is a remake of that.
I was going to say either Animal Crossing or Harvest Moon.
But they don't. Because the way that the series was named in the West, Natsume has that IP name locked down, so they had to rename the series.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to the next story from RPGSite.net. Neo 2 character creation codes. One of the best new elements in Neo 2 is the ability to create your own character with the extensive creation suite. There's a surprising amount of depth to be found with the creator, and people have already managed to make several awesome lookalikes. Best of all, these characters can be shared with a simple code, so anyone can play as your creation. That's kind of nifty. I like that. I don't like creating characters, but I like seeing what other people create. It's kind of cool.
I like that you can use other people's. That's something I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, no.
You can play, people have made Big Boss Majima Goro.
Yeah, Majima Goro.
Hisoka Moro from fucking Hunter Hunter.
Yeah.
And a handsome Squidward, which is a meme from the show itself.
There are some good ones here. I'm
Joker.
So
Joker.
Yeah. And there's
Sekiro from Sekiro.
Yeah. Sekiro, yeah.
I don't know who Sateth is, but whatever. Yeah. And there's Sephiroth and 2E. And Kanye West.
Kanye? That actually looks a lot like Kanye, man. That's crazy. I'm going to put it up on the screen.
Xiao Yu's from The Romance of Three Kingdoms, by the way.
Yeah.
And Geralt of Rivia. Kratos. And Dracula from the Castlevania Netflix series.
People are so fucking good.
I know.
Yeah.
And Gaara from Naruto.
I hate always seeing like some of these art. Like, God, how do they do that?
I know. People are so talented, and here I am.
I shouldn't say I hate seeing it. Like, I love seeing it.
I love seeing it, but I hate the fact that I can't do this. You know, it's like...
And then there's Alita, Petra...
Harley Quinn. Yeah, that's really cool. Wyland says, hey, Break, what do you think about Rosario Dawson as live-action Ahsoka?
Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka.
Ahsoka. Okay. My bad.
I need to think about that one.
I'm trying to remember who Petra is, but was she the... No, I don't think she was the character from Flashlight of... I forget the name of the expansion for the Second Son, but whatever it was. Yeah. I don't think that was her, though.
Yeah, Asuka. It's Asuka! Like WWE Asuka.
I think maybe you should go younger. For Ahsoka. Unless you're talking about like as the adult, is that what it's going to be? An adult? It's apparently happening. Oh, so it's like adult Ahsoka then.
Rosario Dawson is hot as hell.
Wait,
man.
So Ahsoka's going to be in The Mandalorian season 2?
Is who?
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, okay. So it would be. Oh, I get it.
Can't go younger because that's where the series is, Slagar says. So, there you go.
Okay, well, I didn't know what they're... If they were talking about the... I didn't realize he was talking about for Mandalorian.
Yeah. Who did the last story?
How old would be Ahsoka in The Mandalorian at this point? In her, like, 40s, maybe?
Nerds. Y'all are nerds.
Like, I don't know her exact age. Like, she was... I think she was just a teenager when she left, but then when we see her in Rebels, she's... I think in her 30s, early 30s, maybe late.
Nerds.
I think she's got to be older than that. I think maybe close to 40 by then.
You guys are nerds.
I need help here, Wyland. Can you figure this out for me? How old is this?
All right, who's doing the next story?
I have no idea. I'll just read it because I got it popped up. Coming to us live from RPG site, Deep Sky Derelicts Definitive Edition to launch your PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC on March 24th.
Okay.
So there you go. Definitive Edition will also include the game's two DLC offerings, Station Life and New Prospects. The game will be priced at $24.99 or €24.99.
Turn-based strategy. So
won't be available in Britain.
They just probably haven't figured out price yet because Brexit threw a wrench in things.
Yeah.
Okay. Key features of the game: enhanced base game and two DLC packs included, fresh take on turn-based combat with cards, dynamic sci-fi comic book look and feel, endless customization options for characters and scavenging teams, high replay value thanks to procedurally generated content, dozens of enthralling little stories of the outcast life in the grim Deep Sky universe, two game modes, story campaign, and arena.
You know what the main problem I have with procedurally generated games? You can't really explore the whole game. You know what I mean? Like, I'm one of those people, like, in RPGs, like, I like to go into every nook and cranny and stuff like that. But with procedurally generated shit, like, you can't really do that. You know, you just kind of get the same sense of things and assets and stuff like that. But
I get the feeling this game's like, what if we did Darkest Dungeon, but we did it in sci-fi?
Yeah, it looks good though. I mean, for a strategy game, it looks good. It looks like Darkest Dungeon, like you said. So there you go. Nothing wrong with that. Darkest Dungeon apparently was a great game. Wyland said, or Slagar says, I'd say 30s, 40s for Ahsoka, or however you say that.
Oh, you're gonna make him.
Ahsoka, is that how you say that?
Ahsoka, son of a bitch.
So is
Ahsoka. Ahsoka. Wyland says about 15-ish years older than Luke. So there you go. All right, next story comes to us from RPG site. Tactical RPG Children of Zodiarks, which we've talked about before on the show, to release for Xbox One and Switch and Nintendo Switch on March 27th. So that's the story there. It's going to release for, looks like, €17.99 on the Switch. And a physical version later for $34.99. White, like, oh well. So it really originally released on the PS4, which we covered a while ago. So there you go. All right, Eric, next and last story.
Next story isn't even related to RPGs, but this is more of a shout out to MXT and people who are Tokusatsu fans, because Toy's putting up the Toy Tokusatsu channel with English subtitles, so you can watch all the Tokusatsu you want. Anyways, it'll be up on April, I think, 6th. It doesn't say here, but I think that's what the Twitter post had. But Monday, April 6th is the first day. Yeah, it's right here. I don't know why I didn't mention it earlier, but episodes 1 and 2 of all 70 shows with English subtitles, and then episode 3 and 4 of National Kid, and so on. So, so they're going to be slowly putting more up as time goes on, but...
Can I get one with English subtitles?
Well, like, it did say that episodes would be uploaded in raw. Some episodes would be raw Japanese, but we'll add subtitles later.
Yeah. I'm sure somewhere MXT is listening. Like,
so you can't do subtitles through annotations because they got rid of annotations. So I'm guessing they're just going to re-upload an a new encode with the subtitles hard-coded into the video file.
Yeah. Look, you really, really do not need to understand what's going on verbally. No. Like, all you want to do is see them fight giant rubber monsters, basically.
Yep.
Like,
exactly.
We don't care about story, just whatever.
No, we do care about story, because not caring about story is how we got Power Rangers.
Oh, that's true. Somewhere, somewhere in North Carolina, MXT had just exploded when you said that, Eric. All right, let's move on to Homie Discounts.
I don't think so. Homie don't play that.
All right, Eric, I see you have some Homie Discounts here for everybody. What do we got?
We've got the PlayStation Mega March sale, a.k.a. March Madness, which I guess is a thing we don't even use anymore. But there are some highlights to it. And let's see. As soon as it starts loading. Thanks. Okay. 4:28 should be a scramble, which everybody should play if you're a visual novel, especially if you're a visual novel fan, is $10.
That's
and
not bad.
It's normally $50.
Yeah, that's a great discount.
AI, the Somnium Files, is $35.99, which, if you've got the Switch, just get it there. But I'm sure it's on sale on that platform. But, because I think they had a sale a while back. But I picked mine up for, like, $30 physical copy. But, Bloodstained Ritual in the Night is $25.99. Catherine Full Body is $29.99.
Mm-hmm.
Cast Child's $29.99. DJ Max Respect for all you rhythm game fans is $20. Earth Defense Force 5 is $30. Galgun 2 is $18. Monster Hunter World is $15.
That's a good price on that.
Punchline, which I did not like, is $17.49, which is an odd price point. Mm-hmm. But if you want to try that out, you can. But there's an anime that you can just watch on Crunchyroll instead for free, and you'll probably get more out of it that way because you don't have to do the interactive parts, which are boring. That's why I didn't like Punchlines. It's like, it looks ugly, and the interactions, they're not all that great.
Yeah.
And okay. Resident Evil 2 is $20.
It's a good price.
And yeah. Team Sonic Racing is $21.99, which isn't Sonic on All-Stars Racing, so it kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's not great.
I mean, it's not a bad game, but like, if you... if you had a choice between playing that or any other Sonic Racing game, you probably should play the other ones.
Yeah, for sure. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
Those are the highlights there. That's it. I'm sure there's a lot more, but...
Break, did you have any homie discounts this week, or can we move on?
Not that I can think of.
All right, anything in
wait, this Xbox one's still... I gotta get rid of that. Yeah. That's old.
Breakman. Anything in Dear Breakman this week?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh. We do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend, take it away. All right, Breakman. Dear Breakman.
Shit, fucking mute button, goddamn. Oh, no, I meant to mention him.
Did Breakman, did we lose Breakman again? Yeah, go ahead, Breakman.
We got a meme from a freak, and it's a picture of the Mortal Kombat logo, and it says, due to the recent COVID pandemic, Shao Kahn has decided to cancel the Mortal Kombat tournament for the Earth Realm. We take the threat very serious and care for the well-being of our fighters and want a safe tournament. Yeah, they don't want that shit to spread the outworld. Like, you, I can't blame them.
You know, speaking of that, I saw the final, the grand, I don't know what they call it. Weiland knows all about this, but like the Mortal Kombat, Final Combat, like the grand finals. And it was Sonic Fox and what was his name? Legacy Killer or whatever. But man, it was an exciting match, man. There was one round that went down to like the last hit, and I was like, holy shit, that's fun stuff. So just real quick aside there. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, Break, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, you did. I mean, I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead, man.
So anyway, I'm gonna limit the questions because we go weeks without getting questions. So I'm just going to answer one at a time, but I appreciate that she asked a couple. And I'll do the other one next week.
Ooh, okay. Ninja Killer.
One I really want to do, and then there's the other one. I guess I'll do the other one now to kind of tease it. We're going to have a fantastic one next week. And maybe other people add some. Maybe people send more to me, and we'll, you know, if I start getting a lot, then I can do more.
Where do they send them to you, Breakman?
At RP Grinders on Twitter, just add hashtag Dear Breakman. Ask whatever you want.
All right.
You know, how else can we save your life if you don't ask us the question?
Exactly.
I'm going to go with the less interesting question. and the reason I'm mainly doing that is Mrs. Breakman isn't home right now. Yeah, I'm not home right now. Mrs. Breakman over at her parents' house. She's not out shopping or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So anyway. She's not here right now, so I'm going to save that question until she's here, hopefully. And like I said, and maybe we'll get more questions.
All right.
So the first question, and the only one I'm going to ask right now, is Dear Breakman, and this is from, this is from Bernie. Sporks, elaborate, please, Dear Breakman. the spork. It's one of those things that's like, that's maybe a good idea. And then you see it in function, like, nah, that's a terrible idea. That's a total failure. Wait, why do we still make these? What's going on here?
They've made a better version of a spork, actually, with, like, longer, like, you know how, like, a fork looks, like, with long prongs coming out?
I know, but you're still putting a dress on a pile of shit.
Yeah, it really is. It's not very good, for sure.
I mean, you're putting some makeup and lipstick on it, but it's still shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have the fork and we have the spoon. Like, even chopsticks are better.
Yes. Yeah, I agree, man.
It was like a great idea because you got this fork and spoon, which are so good. And let's combine them, and you know, maybe that'll save some time, so you don't have to, you know, put one down and pick up the other because that's so fucking hard.
I see. That's the thing I never understood, man. It's not hard to pick up a fork and then put down a fork and pick up a spoon. You know, it's like easy. Slagar said, if sporks had a heavier build, sure. Yeah. They just never do, man. That's the problem. They just, it's like Breakman said, like, for sure, chopsticks are even better, man. I could eat with chopsticks all day fucking long, man.
I don't know how the hell they eat rice with chopsticks. Like, easy. I have tried, and that is hard.
No, it's not, man.
Yes,
you just,
it is. Don't it's argue not. With me. I'm your Breakman. I am right here.
That's right. You are Dear Breakman. So it's just a matter of knowing how to pile up your rice. And a lot of it has to do with sticky rice in China, too. So that's
I mean, I've seen people eat rice. I'm uncoordinated and struggle. So.
Well, I'm glad you admitted that, Dear Breakman. So what else do we got?
I don't blame the chopsticks for my own failures. However, I do blame the spork.
Yeah. Yeah, the spork sucks, man, for sure.
I don't, it's one of those things like, how is this still getting made? Like, you go into a store and you see like those generic batteries or something, like Ever Ready, you know, the battery will last for like an hour.
Yeah.
You're like, how did this shit still get made? Like, everybody knows those are a scam.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Let me see. What other scams do we have out there besides the spork?
I didn't realize that sporks was going to get this reaction for you, Breakman. I knew the other question that Bernie had for you was, let's just put it this way, a loaded question. But this question...
We did say we were going to hit it.
Yeah, there you go.
We did say we were going to hit that question. But yeah, I like the spork. It's just... it's just one of those things. Like, it was maybe the idea sounded great, but the implementation just was a total failure. Like, crystal clear Pepsi or Coke or something like that. You know, like, we have a great idea, but then, like, oh, we realize our mistake. We're gonna get rid of this
crystal.
But Spork, for some reason, still is around.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Slagar. If they could like design it a little bit better and like make it a little bit heavier. Like, it might be a decent idea, but I've just never seen it. It just, it never works. Like, when you're out in restaurants, and it's like the fork part of it never acts like a fork. You know, the spoon part is whatever, but yeah, the fork part never works at all. Like, it's always plastic, and the prongs are all going in different directions.
The only use I can see for a spork is for salads and eating croutons with them.
I guess
because like if you use it as a spoon, but didn't you just use a spoon? But Wyland in chat says ninja kill. That's interesting. Like, I never thought of using a spork as a weapon.
No,
like, and if a ninja. I mean, if anybody's going to do it, a ninja, right? Like, I want to see ninjas kill with sporks.
No, Wyland,
they get bonus points.
Wyland was correcting me. Like, I couldn't think of the dude's name that was battling Sonic Fox. It was Ninja Killer. I totally biffed on the name. Okay. But yeah, I agree.
Oh, so that wasn't anything about killing with them?
No.
Okay. Bally Song Sporks says Slugger. I don't know what that means.
I'm looking at it.
I think like 20% of Brake's brain is kill, kill, kill.
I'm looking at it, man, and I'm gonna put it let's see if I can get it over here. Yes, that looks very, very spork like and solid. Like, that might, it's made by Gerber, so you know Gerber makes good shit. Looks good. Yeah, that would work.
So it's like, what, for baby food? Like, I guess, like, yeah, like, maybe for babies it's okay, but what if you try and give that baby soup? Like, it's just gonna fall off the
wall. I don't know how to make a spork useful. Make it gigantic enough that it's a weapon.
Yeah,
that's what I said before. Like, yeah, that's the only way I can think of making it useful is give it to a ninja.
or
you're saying make it into like
a dagger of some kind.
A ninja could
but
use.
You're saying like make it into like a giant weapon, maybe like a keyblade. Like in Kingdom Hearts 4, they're gonna
bash people with it, and then after they're all beaten, then you could use the pointy end to stick it to their heart or something.
Well, like, ninjas can use chopsticks as weapons, man. Come on, you know they can use anything as a weapon.
Well, yeah, but. Yeah, but we've, like I said before, chopsticks are, I understand chopsticks. They exist for a reason.
Yes.
Spork.
Spork,
there's
no way.
There's no reason for existence.
Yeah. All right, let's, anything else, Breakman?
Say no to sporks.
Yeah, just say no to sporks. I'm not a big fan of the spork either, but, all right.
Is Bally Song like some kind of Star Trek thing?
I think it's a brand of a spork, and it looks cool. I looked it up. It's interesting.
Kind of going out.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice, but I was sent another question by Bernie. She sent three questions. I didn't even see this until now.
Isn't this what we call a red letter day?
Ooh, I'm excited. I got to write these dates down so I remember to come back to these two questions. Okay, and there's another one from, this is from Wyland, Johnny Wufei on Twitter. I can only assume it would be either a sarcophagus or a canopic jar. Break shenanigans were covered in this YouTube video, and I can't see it if you're obviously not here. Yeah. Awkward audio moment. Like, I was really confused as to what's going on here.
Yeah, sorry, like, guys.
Okay, I've got two questions, and I got this link, and I'm just so excited. So
yeah, no, we're good. Sorry, we just had a couple of real quick audio problems there, but I got it taken care of. I think we're good to go. All right, so did you have another question, Breakman, or are we good to go? Breakman?
Do you want me to read another question?
No, we're going to save that for next week, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, that's all what right. I wanted to do, was save them.
Okay, so...
Because I'm tired of going weeks where we don't have any, and really the only people who ask me are Bernie, Freak, and Glittery.
Yeah, Slagar said butterfly knife equals Bally Song. See, that's what I was looking at, Slagar. I was like, really weird. Like, there's some confusion there. Okay, let's move on to
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Final Fantasy 15 for the most part.
Okay.
Yeah, good times. Like the more I play it, the more like or I should say, the more I get into the game, farther I go into the story and such like that, and going into different areas, the more different interactions you get between the teammates, and you see their friendship, like really, like the camaraderie between them. Like you could tell they were already friends, and just it makes the game a little bit more enjoyable that you know that these guys are all like kind of communicating with each other. They're doing things like after a couple of them will team up and they'll do something cool in combat. They'll pose together or stuff like that, and then there's all of course a lot of posing for photographs and it kind of builds to it.
Yeah, you're gonna feel really bad when a couple of them die later, man. I mean, I hate to
goddamn Final Fantasy.
Oh man,
just don't kill Gladiolus because he's fucking strong as shit. I like using him a lot. He fucking wipes shit out.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what you've been playing?
I've been playing just more Seven Scarlet, and I actually need to get rid of the Yasuke 5 because I haven't been playing. I've been playing more Persona 5 Royal, and that's all I really been playing.
Okay.
Because it's a long game.
Yeah. Persona 5 really is long. I got to get into that game, too. That's another one on my list of PlayStation games that I got to wrap up before the PlayStation 5 comes. I've been playing, of course, MPQ. I played a little bit of The Walking Dead again, the Telltale series. Man, is that game good, man. It's so good. Yeah, the Telltale Walking Dead. I bought that definitive series. Like they have all the Telltale Walking Dead stuff and it was actually really cheap. I think I got it for like $10-15 for the whole thing. It's still good. It still plays like a Telltale game for sure. and I also got a chance to mess around with that Resident Evil 3 demo. And holy fuck, any Resident Evil 3 fan is going to fucking, they're going to love this game, man. It is, they only give you like this short little scenario at the very beginning of the game. And it involves like obviously Nemesis. And Nemesis is one of the most holy shit fucking holy goddamn characters you will ever see in any game ever. I don't know if you remember playing RE3 back in the day, Break or Eric, but he was scary back then. You thought he was scary back then. You haven't seen anything yet, man.
Well, then in Resident Evil's before it, it was like, you know, you're running away from a monster, go through a door, I'm safe.
Yep.
That didn't work with Nemesis.
Oh, no.
And I'll just bust the wall down.
Oh, my God, he's still coming.
They did something very, very cool with Nemesis that, first of all, they made him look even scarier than he did in the previous Resident Evil 3. But the way that he moves is just different. Like, he's climbing up poles and, I mean, he's scary as fuck, and he's super duper fast. Like you can't get away from him, man. Like you, what's that, Break?
He doesn't look like the rubber monster from the movie.
No way, man. Like
I like the first Resident Evil, but the second I saw him in the second one, I'm like, I'm fucking done with this franchise.
Oh, that franchise sucked, man. But yeah, it's really good, man. It's really really good. Let's see. Slagar says he's been playing Gears 5. That's a good, pretty good game, Slagar. Not bad at all. He says he's never seen Walking Dead at all, but played all of that Telltale game. The first, Slagar, if you're ever going to watch Walking Dead, watch the first, at least couple of seasons. The first two seasons are great, then it kind of drops a little bit from there, but, the first two seasons are good. I wouldn't bother, like, I mean, there's seasons here and there, like season 6, which are pretty good, but you know, the rest of that series and this latest season really sucks. I don't care what anybody says. It sucks.
The current season's pretty damn awesome. Like, they have one of the scariest episodes to start the being the season, like them going through the cave, like that was a nerve-wracking
that was episode. Okay, and then I did like this last episode a lot, the war thing going on, but other than that, I don't know, I just don't find a lot of value in that series. It's not, I don't know. It's just not my thing anymore, I guess. But the first two seasons are really great, especially the first season. The first season is exceptional. Wyland says, aren't the Telltale games part of the comic canon? I believe they are.
I know that.
I believe they are, Wyland, if I remember.
I know that one of the characters in the final chapter was one of the Whisperers.
Yeah, yeah.
The show.
Yeah, so there you go. It is, I think it is, but...
The Telltale games are linked to the comics, and as far as the story is concerned, it's not the story of the shows, it's the story of the comics and the art of the comics. But I didn't know it was actually canon, as the games were canon for the comic. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Slagar says, hey, I see you're almost at 9,000 views. You going to do anything for 10K? I might do something for 10K. Slagar, are you talking YouTube, or what are you talking? Because we got a lot more views, so to speak, than that. We're actually in the 30,000-40,000 range, but... yeah, just let me know. What is it on? Oh, on Twitch. Yeah, I might do something for that, Slagar. That's a good milestone for Twitch. Twitch has been a really good platform for us. We get more listeners and viewers on Twitch than anything else. So I might do something for the Twitch viewers and listeners for sure. I definitely want to do something for the regular chatters, which I'm kind of working on anyways. Like Slagar, I don't know if you were in chat, but I'm working on getting, like, especially the old school people, like of course Slagar and Wyland and people like that. Like, I'm gonna do in Dungeon Buster, like individual, when you guys get into chat, I'm going to have like kind of an RP Grinders perspective of who you are type thing. Like, for instance, Dungeon Buster. Like, anytime Dungeon Buster shows up in chat, I always think of Drizzt Do'Urden from Dungeons & Dragons. So, like, having a little picture of, you know, Drizzt, like, on the screen when you guys are in there. And then...
Go back to Resident Evil.
Hold on, Eric. And then, like a little quick, like, you know, 2 to 5 second, like... a soundbite, like, for instance, for Dungeon, I thought of, like, you know, don't shoot the food, because he's always saying that at the end of chat and stuff like that. So, yeah, I am thinking of doing stuff like that, Slagar, to answer your question. So, Wyland says, I'm always surprised that Walking Dead doesn't get spoiled since the episodes hit online the day before it airs. Yeah, I know. I think that's a bad move on their part, Wyland. Really, I don't understand why they do that. I mean, I know
because
why
they
do that.
Because they can charge money for their website with Walking Dead. And, you know,
let's yeah, say, no, I was going to say, I know.
The only thing that sucks is you need a cable or satellite provider. Yeah. So if you got something like Sling TV, you can't use it.
Yep, for sure. So, all right. Let's see. Where do we leave off? Did I get everybody what they're playing? Yeah.
I just wanted to mention something about the Resident Evil 3 demo.
Well, we don't want to hear it. I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What about it, Eric?
Apparently, there's a poster in the game that is an image from the Ruby Spears Mega Man cartoon.
Oh, really? I didn't notice that, really.
And I think there's some bad box art Mega Man somewhere.
I was too busy getting my ass kicked by Nemesis to worry about anything else in that damn game, man. It's freaky as fuck when you first see him, too, man. Like, it's not like how in the old one, like he's just running at you. This dude is like jumping on poles, and he's got he's got these tendrils that like grab you and shit. It's fucking what they did with Nemesis in this game is pretty amazing. You guys should download the demo for sure. So Slagar says, oh, that pisses me off with Picard. They drop at midnight. By the time I get to work at 5 a.m. there's spoilers and reviews out. Yep. Freak 5's in chat. See, this is a perfect example. I would have, like, for Freak 5, like, I got a perfect picture for Freak 5 that I gotta get together. But I'm working on the music. I asked people to send me in their own, like, 2 to 5 second clips. You think we got any? Of course not. So
I knew it. I knew Dungeon Buster wouldn't be here today because he's playing Doom Eternal.
Of course. Everybody's playing that game, man. Why? I mean, a lot funner than listening to this show, probably. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, except people like me who are playing games from a few years ago.
That's true. Me too, man. I'm with you. All right, let's move on.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Eric, I didn't see you have any reviews. Break, did you have any reviews?
Did you? Oh, you don't have Netflix, do you?
I do not. Well, I have access to it. I'm, you know, I do have access to Netflix. But what are you going to review?
Well, I was going to say the third season of Castlevania dropped.
It dropped? Ooh. Okay. Well, I'll have to make
I watched it already.
Yeah, me too.
Well, cool. You guys go ahead and review. I'll watch it anyways. I don't care. Go ahead and spoil.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna spoil. We'll just give a light review. It was a lot like the second season to me. Like, it kind of started out slower as they were building a story, and then the last few episodes were just like heavy impact, like hit you left and right, like so much going on, and just beautiful artwork and animation, just like, whoa, just kind of blown away by all that stuff. Story, as far as the connection to the games, I don't know who that immortal guy is.
Huh?
The guy who's immortal, travels through dimensions, like, I don't know who the hell that guy is.
You don't know who Saint Germain is? You never played Curse of Darkness?
That's Saint... He's in Curse of Darkness.
Yeah.
Wow. I play Curse of Darkness. I don't remember that character.
Curse of Darkness and Isaac and Hector are all in Curse of Darkness.
I remember Isaac and Hector. I don't remember that guy.
Yeah, Saint Germain has like such a small part in that game that he might as well not have been in the game in the first place. But they put him in there and they remembered him, so that's why he's in this show.
Okay, that's crazy.
Gave him a little bit more of an involved of a role, but like his role in the game was that he was a time traveler who was observing the course of history, making sure things weren't going awry,
right?
Which is why he was chasing death down.
Spoilers.
And then he basically convinces Hector to not try to kill Isaac, because if he did, then he'd become the new vessel for Dracula, but Dracula ends up getting resurrected anyway. You have to kill him.
No, we're talking about the game, that's not the show.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so I did not remember that guy from it. So I was trying to, like, I've been racking my brain, like, who is this guy as I'm watching?
Yeah, so they're basically doing the Curse of Darkness storyline, but it's all sideways, because they basically derailed at the moment where Hector's involvement just basically fell off a cliff.
Yeah. Electrical Longboards in chat. Welcome, Electrical Longboards.
But I don't know. I mean, they're stretching it out, so maybe he'll actually get to, you know, do things later.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're definitely building to a larger story for, like, Hector and Isaac. What did you think of their take on Legion?
That was kind of funny.
I don't want to go into any spoilers, but I was just like the falling people kind of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I quite enjoyed it. I don't know what kind of score I want to give it, though, because there were episodes that were kind of boring.
I'm curious
about
what they're doing with Alucard. Like, are they gonna do the Castlevania thing with 3, where he's an enemy for a while, or is he just doing that just so people don't bother him? That's all. That's as vague as I could be.
That's the impression I got, is that he wasn't necessarily, like, well, I don't know, because he was, and I this is a light spoiler because it's in the first episode, you get to kind of hint that Alucard is kind of losing his mind.
Ooh.
He's starting to go a little crazy.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I like Alucard, man. He's probably my favorite character out of the bunch, but yeah.
Then again, maybe this is the event that prompts him to just sleep for like several hundred years.
Yeah. All right, so no scores, guys, on the season as a whole.
Eric wants to give it a score. I'm gonna say an 8, because like I said, there's some slow episodes in there. They're building the story up, and it's not a lot of action going on.
Mm-hmm.
But and you're expecting action, obviously. This is Castlevania, so
yeah. All right, Eric, score.
I'm gonna give it a 9.
Ooh, okay. Let's see.
I kind of wish they had put a few more Castlevania tunes in this season.
Yes, me too. And it's kind of weird, like that. The immortal guy gets so much screen time. Grant still never mentioned.
Let's see.
I do feel it's kind of funny because I've only ever heard of the Infinite Corridor from La Mulana, and to see it show up in Castlevania, it was just weird for me. Yeah. It's like, this is a very obscure piece of occult information that has never shown up in a Castlevania before, so why are they doing it now?
Hmm. Well, yeah, it was weird seeing, like, the mechs and like, and I don't want to get into Santa's, damn it, I shouldn't have said anything. Like, it's a really brief scene, though, so don't think it's like it really focuses on that.
Yeah. Slagar says Castlevania needs a side scroller series. Yeah, I agree, man. Right.
We need new Castlevania games, and they should absolutely do like one based on the series. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Wyland says he only watches Flash and I think Legends of Tomorrow's LOT, but there's some good ones, man. Like, almost all of them are pretty good from what I hear. I haven't seen hardly any of them, but I know Freak Five likes Black Lightning. I heard that show's really good. So I don't know if it's part of the Arrowverse, but, you know, should be, I guess. Let's see. I'm going to do a real quick review of Superman Red Sun. It's basically an alternative history type of take on Superman, where he grows up in Russia instead of the United States, becomes like an all-powerful dictator trying to spread peace around the world via, basically being a dictator, like, communist, basically. And things kind of go awry because, fascism always loses, man, or always they always rise and fall.
So it's basically Injustice without him being butt mad.
Yeah, basically, if you can think of it that way. There's some interesting little plot type twist in there with somebody behind the scenes kind of running things without being known. But it's interesting, man. I liked it a lot. I thought it was a good take on an alternative storyline, and I would give it a solid 8 out of 10. I think it's worth I picked it up at Redbox, DC Universe I think has it, and other outlets, but so there you go. Snatchers, which is an interesting movie about a young woman who has sex with a guy, unprotected of course, gets pregnant, and in one day has the baby. And it's a batshit crazy movie, man. And I don't even know how to explain Snatchers. I would recommend watching it. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. It's like one of those horror movies with a lot of comedy thrown in. And it has vibes of Evil Dead at points. It has vibes of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It's a batshit crazy movie about this girl going through trying to figure out what the hell's going on and why she had this alien baby after one day. And it's a lot of fun. I highly recommend watch Snatchers. Check it out for sure. All right, I'm gonna skip on my heiscapade for this week, gentlemen. I have a funny story about, not particularly about Bill Moseley. Bill Moseley's he's a character actor. He's been in a ton of horror movies. He was in Three from Hell, and House of a Thousand Corpses. He was, of course, in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, a bunch of others. But that's kind of the point of my heiscapade. I'll do that next week. So let's move on to...
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Stinko of the Week. Breakman, you're up.
Well, everybody knows we're kind of in lockdown as far as a planet goes, because there's a deadly disease spreading across the globe, and we can't seem to get a handle on it in most parts of the globe.
Yep.
Anyway, what we're all trying to do is for everyone's own good is we're all in this together. Like, this is Like vaxxing, you know, we all vax, so, you know, the people who can't vax, because there are people in this country who have weaker immune systems or allergic to some things, and vaccinations or something like that, we protect them by, you know, all of us being immune to, all of us getting the shots and getting, so we don't get the disease and we don't spread it to them. Basically,
yeah.
So my stinko goes to, well, we kind of talked about it a little earlier, but well, there are people in spring break just out there partying like it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. There are stores like GameStop, which is enforcing
for old people
to be in there,
yeah.
No matter what, there was a fist fight over toilet paper in some stores, as there was a mob over like you know what's been going on with the stores looting, and I shouldn't say looting, but you know, it's getting close to that at this point with the way some people have acted. And my stinko goes to all those people. I mean, they are anti-vaxxers for the most part. They are willfully. Oh, and another guy was in Kentucky who was refusing to be quarantined. He was confirmed with coronavirus, said, "No, I'm not going. No, you can't make me stay in my house." So the police had to make him stay in his home.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you people who are doing this kind of shit, you're pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no other way to describe you than you're being an absolute dick. You're being an asshole. You're being a selfish piece of shit. So fuck you.
Here's the thing. Like, I saw a video, Breakman, of there was this woman with a cart full of toilet paper, right? And she was fighting with this old lady over a pack of toilet paper. And I understand both points of view, right? Like, I understand. The initial thinking is get as much toilet paper as you can because you're going to have to deal with that. But if you're in a let's say you're in Walmart, right? Mm-hmm. And you have your cart full of toilet paper because you see this thing coming and there's no toilet paper there, and an old lady of all people, an old lady grabs a pack of your toilet paper. I mean, come the fuck on, man. Like, let the toilet paper go. Like, old people need this, you know, these type of supplies even more than almost anybody else right now. Yeah. You know, so don't, I mean, I know the woman's point of view because everybody has it in their mind that they got to get as much toilet paper as you can because you don't want to deal with that shit, right? But that's how these problems happen. We were talking off air, break, man. Like, I like the way that Costco's doing things. You know, you get one pack of toilet paper, one thing of disinfectant, mm-hmm. and, you know, like, you put
one thing of water, and there are certain other things, too. Like, that's what they need to do, and the antithesis of the people who are being assholes was what it was like at Costco today. Basically, they have 100 people
Slager
in the building
doesn't need
limit.
Toilet paper. He has a bidet. Called a garden hose.
Look, Slagar, people are going to have to do that. But the only thing is, the only question I have, Slagar, you live in Wisconsin, man. Like, you do the hose outside, and your ass is going to freeze, man. That water doesn't come out.
Like,
that.
All of a sudden, you're squirting this water in 1 second, and then all of a sudden, it turns out, oh, shit.
your butt is attached to your hose via the water because it froze, man.
Man, that's funny. Right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like, I've seen when it gets below zero, like, you can throw steaming parts of water out there and they'll evaporate. So, like, what are you going to do then? Like,
yeah.
You going to stand under the mist of it or, like, something like
that? How dare you, Freak Five? Freak Five's exiled, you son of a bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you, Freak Five? He says, that old lady was probably one of Frank's exes 60 years ago. How dare you? How dare you? Slager says, pro tip, spray away from face. Yeah, exactly, awesome. Slager.
Don't
sure.
shoot the foodie either.
You know, Slager put things in perspective for me last week. Speaking of Slager, guys, like, I was thinking about this all week long, like, it made a profound effect on me when Slagar said it, because I said I was kind of hedging like towards like maybe putting the show on hiatus for a week or two just so everybody could get their bearings and stuff. And it's like it's people like us that are doing these type of things that are probably going to keep people going for a while. I know we don't have a lot of listeners and stuff like that.
I apologize for not uploading my show fast enough, but I was furiously trying to get a game done.
Yeah, well,
and
see,
I was
that's
too tired usually afterward to.
That's the thing, like, more and more people are going to understand that there's people out here trying. Like I play MPQ, and I was like, you know, this isn't a shameless plug, but if you guys want a couple of hours of, you know, escape, I know you guys like RPGs here, you know, tune in to RP Grinders. You know, we'll try to do our best to keep you entertained. Probably offend more than entertain, but you know, that's what we do. So, all right. So anything else on that break?
I was just saying with Costco, like it was the complete opposite. They're handling it the way it should be done, and the customers are acting like the way it should be. Like they're staying away from each other. There's a limit to 100 people. So everybody's just waiting in line patiently. There was nobody trying to steal or fight or anything like that. And the company was, you know, like employees wearing gloves and stuff. Like it was just. They're handling it right, and yeah. Most people and most companies are.
Yeah, Sam's and Walmart definitely aren't. Man,
they're trying. They started too late is the problem. They've put limits on the quantity of things you can purchase, but the problem is they were out of stock by the time they did that.
Yeah, yeah, and now they're out of stock of almost fucking everything, man. Like yes. I can't. Like the other day, like. You should have seen, like, I was at Walmart, and I just happened to be there when they were putting chicken out. You would have thought it was the fucking zombie apocalypse, man. People were, like, grabbing that shit, like chicken legs. Like, you know, one of the cheapest things of chicken because, you know, of course people aren't the richest in the world, so you're going to go for it. But, yeah,
Walmart I went to was not crazy house like the ones you were describing.
Yeah, no, yeah. they're crazy here, man. People are starting to panic. They're really starting to panic. I mean, wait till they do in Colorado what they did to California, man. And I have a feeling people in California are freaking out right now, man. It's crazy. But
in GameStop, look, I need to talk about my stinko.
Hold on. Freak Fight says, my stinko, the asshole who almost sideswiped me on the interstate on my way home from work. Yeah, you have those from time to time. Anything else, Breakman, before we move on to Eric?
Just people, like, be courteous to one another. Give each other space. Wash your hands when you get home or, you know, when you're wherever you're going. Like, if you do go to work, because there are some people that do have to go to work, like, we need grocery stores open. You know, we need hospitals open and such like that. So just make sure you're being careful.
Yeah. At my workplace, they're having us check our temperature when we get in.
That's good.
Today.
That's good. That's actually very smart. I don't think it goes.
I didn't know they made infrared so it could just, you know, it's a heat sensor built in and then just zap you and then. Get your temperature from from your forehead.
Yeah, and they can actually see too. Like there's even better technology where you can look like through a monitor and you can see. They probably don't have that, but
no.
But yeah,
it's just a little thing that like you can. It's basically like a car speedometer, basically.
Yeah. Okay, Eric, go with your stinko.
GameStop. Calls itself essential retail during pandemic lockdowns and new release policies.
Oh boy!
Says the latest parts of this is from Game Silicon Era, but it says the latest parts of GameStop pandemic plans have during government efforts to flatten the coronavirus COVID-19 curve involves a rollout of new policies and refusal to take closed stores when other retailers are temporarily shutting down for the sake of public health. The company issued two updates of its policies on Twitter on March 19th, 2020. In addition, Kotaku acquired a staff memo informing employees that it is an essential retail store that will remain open. The official response came in the form of two tweets. The first went out in 1:50, or just about, PT, and went over eight actions GameStop is taking to during the pandemic. However, the second missive at 5:17 updated all these guidelines. Specific actions we've taken include instituting multiple social distancing practices in our stores, up to 10 people in the store, including store associates, following CDC recommended guidelines to adopt in-store line management practices that creates a 6-foot perimeter between customers and checkout lines, reducing our store hours from the operation to 12 to 8, which will be in place until Sunday, March 29th. So that's not even very long. Rolling out delivery to door service to allow customers to pick up their purchases at the front door of our U.S. store locations. suspending temporarily our video game consumer electronics trade-in practices until further notice, postponing all gaming events and midnight launch activities until further notice, disabling security at all interactive gaming stations at our stores. So basically the kiosks are shut down.
Yeah.
And encouraging customers to leverage all our online e-commerce capabilities and direct deliveries to their homes from the warehouses of their stores.
Yeah, it's not enough, Eric.
I went in the store on Tuesday to pick up my copy of La Mulana because, like, it was
out. Well, see, it is essential. Well, because you have to have it.
I need my La Mulana.
Yeah. No.
But I would have rather them mailed it to me at that point.
Yeah.
And I actually reserved Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Honestly, Eric, would
you... like? That was before I found out that they tried to pass themselves off as an essential service.
Eric, let me ask you this.
I don't want to go through the trouble of going back there, risking infected. So Eric, I'm just going to let them have my money and I'll pick up my game.
Yeah. Eric, let me ask
especially
you this.
Especially since I don't live near another place I can pre-order a game.
Yeah. Eric, let me ask you this question. Would you have been upset if you received a call from GameStop saying, I know you ordered La Mulana and gave us the money for it. Do you want a refund, or do you want us to send it out, or do you want to wait until we open again to get it? Would that have been acceptable to you?
Before you ask that, let me say that it's okay to be upset about things. It's okay to be mad about things.
Yes.
Like right now, today is supposed to be the second day of the NCAA tournament. Like, this is my favorite weekend of sports, and it's not happening.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks, and it's sad for a lot of
people. And all the anime movies I won't be able to see now.
Yeah, like, there are kids that are not going to get another chance to play in a tournament, for instance.
I was looking forward to seeing Digimon Kizuna and binge-watching the Tri-Series before it released. Yeah. That's not happening.
Yeah, Bernie and I were...
But we all have to understand that this is more important than games or television or going out shopping, going to the beach, or any of that shit, you know?
Yeah,
this is a life or death situation for a lot of people.
Bernie and I were talking. She works in...
And the people not necessarily... And I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you.
That's
but and the people who don't die of it, I mean, you're still going to get sick to varying degrees, and you could be fucking miserable, okay?
Yeah, like
being sick isn't fun. I've been sick lots of days in my life. Pneumonia, all this other shit that...
Yeah,
it sucks. All of it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. Bernie and I
wonder if I could try to negotiate them mailing it to me.
I'm sure you could, dude. I'm sure you could. But here's the thing.
But I don't know. I mean, by the 10th, will this situation have calmed down?
By the 10th, no. No way, dude. Like, we're looking at least
we're
a couple months.
To ramp up.
Yeah, it's looking like a couple months before things will settle down a little bit. But Bernie and I were talking. She works in the food industry. She works for, I guess you would consider it a fast food chain. But, I'll just say she's a manager of Pizza Hut, right? And they have carry out and they have delivery, right? And her store is like kind of small. So, you know, she was weighing the pros and cons, and she... In my view, people like Bernie are absolute fucking heroes because they're going to work every day. They're risking their lives to help others, you know. And I know it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, you getting delivery from Pizza Hut or going into the store or whatever. But she takes her job very seriously. But even she was kind of worried. She's like, maybe we really should shut down. And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, we'd be okay on money, I think. But... I think what you're doing is good. And I think, other places like for instance, like GameStop doesn't need to be open. All right. I talk about this all the time with GameStop. GameStop is a specialty store. And one of the big problems that I have with GameStop is they are just that. They're supposed to be experts at one thing, video games, right? I know they have other shit in their stores like Funkos and little collectibles, but their main bread and butter is fucking video games. So your employees should know everything, almost everything there is to know about video games, at least the major release dates, you know, and they never do. The employees never do. well, for the most part. I mean, there's some enthusiastic people that work there, but it's not essential. I don't need video games to survive. You know what I mean? Like, I have other things. I can watch movies. I can take a walk. I can, you know, there's a myriad of things that people can do other than buy video games. So, no, video games is a non-essential, and you should shut your doors down immediately to help protect the kids that go in there that pass along those viruses to their parents and grandparents.
Best Buy gets a pass because they sell phones, and that's communication. So
yeah,
and computers.
I could see that as being okay. Walmart, because they sell clothes and food and stuff like that. But these little bullshit places like GameStop, no way. It's not. It's a non-essential.
We sell Funkos and games, mostly Funkos nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Let me get caught up on chat. The only reason I go to GameStop is to wait. No, I don't. Slagor says that. Yeah, no, for sure, man. Like, I don't.
If I had a Best Buy, I probably would have gone there instead.
Yeah,
but
Freak,
I don't.
So. Freak 5 makes a good point too. He says, "Yeah, because fuck the mail carrier." I mean, what else are we going to do, man? I mean, it's either stay home and you know.
Oh, no, you didn't read what he said.
What did he say? I'm reading here.
Someone nearly ran, sideswiped them. Because
yeah, he did. We did. We talked that.
I said that, yeah.
Yeah, but that was because the fuck the mail carrier part. Because, like, apparently he was talking about the person nearly sideswiped the other person.
Oh, okay. And then he says, Frank, how is the coronavirus?
I thought he was saying that that when he said fuck the mail carriers, because we were talking about having ship delivered.
Yeah, you know, that's what I thought.
We don't want to infect other people, but you know, we were saying basically the mail carriers. Who cares if they get infected?
Yeah, no, I do care about that.
Do. Like, but that's kind of the attitude that I think a lot of people aren't thinking about. They aren't thinking about those people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that, like,
yeah,
I just thought
I'd be using Grubhub this weekend.
See, that's the thing. I say yes, Eric, because those people need money. Like, the federal government is sending everybody $600 to $1,200 fucking dollars, period. So, I mean, we're all in that category of $600 to $1,200 bucks. So whether you get $600 or $1,200,
Is that separate from tax returns?
Yes, separate. It's a stimulus package. So, you know, they're trying to do that, but that's all going to be eaten up by rent and mortgage and bills.
I know, like they want to get people out shopping and stuff, but that money is going to have to go to bills.
Yeah,
and our food. I mean, not going to go to like televisions and computers and stuff like that.
Like,
you know?
Like, I don't even think Bernie's plan is enough. He wants to send everybody
I'll take that money. I'll buy myself an Xbox One X or something.
Well, okay. But, I mean, here's the thing. Bernie's plan doesn't go far enough, I don't think. He wants to send every household $2,000, which might pay a mortgage and a couple of the bills for 1 month, but what happens after the next month? That's the problem. Someone else, I don't know who it was, but they proposed sending every household $10,000, which sounds like a ton of fucking money. But when you put it in perspective, the government just gave the stock markets $2 trillion. To kind of stem the tide of how the stock market's crashing. And I'm like, if they can fucking do that, they can give everybody $10,000, every household $10,000. Take a walk? Fuck, Frank fell down. How dare you, Slagar? You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
Freak 5 says, it sounds like the stimulus check is coming out of your refund next year. So, yeah, I wouldn't put it past them for them to, like, not give me a refund.
Oh, man, that
would
be...
I'll probably owe the money.
That would be some...
Like, next year, we're definitely going to have to pay them back after this. Oh, yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
Freak also says, Frank, how's the coronavirus affecting your Kickstarter money?
How dare you? How dare you, Freak 5? You all are a bunch of assholes.
So if we have to pay them next year, should I just mail the check back to them? Says no, you can keep it.
We're so famous, we got bots in chat now. Viramagev, the dev, want to become famous? Buy followers, primes, and viewers on followinbot.com. So there you go.
I'll take Mark's trying to pronounce that name. Vermagamadev?
Yeah. Exactly. Freakby says, you know what will kick start the economy after the pandemic ends? Make recreational weed legal nationwide. Yeah, exactly. Slagar says Slagar bots. So yeah, that's not a very good thing by GameStop for sure. Eric, I disagree with them staying open. It's a non-essential.
But
actually, wouldn't it make more sense to give people weed now because you want people to stay home?
Yeah,
they're man.
I'm thinking like, don't. Isn't that what you do when you get high?
But no, shit, I go everywhere, dude. No. You have no idea.
Never mind.
I thought
like that's all the stoner movies. Like, it's like get high and then you sit on the couch.
Here's the thing. Like, I have an extremely high tolerance break, man. So like it doesn't matter if I'm out and about or at home. Like it's the same for me either way. It helps me mentally a little bit, physically, especially when I smoke CBD. When I smoke CBD, like you can buy CBD like almost anywhere here now. I don't know how it is there. You should be able to buy CBD. It's legal in the entirety of the United States. But CBD just makes you feel good, man. It really does. It really does make you feel good. I'm looking at my supply. Like
So that chimp stimulus check, it sounds like the best use of it I could put it towards is to invest it in stocks and then sell at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's actually not a terrible idea. But you know what I was thinking about buying is Corona beer. Because it's like their stock went down with the coronavirus because people are idiots and think that you can get the coronavirus by drinking Corona beer. But that stock has to go up, right? Eventually, after all this shit settles down, like it's got to go up. I would say, I don't know, but I don't like gambling money like that, you know. So whatever.
That's a lot of money, and you're right; it is gambling.
Yeah.
Like the government wants
I'll gamble with the government's
to be illegal,
money,
but. You know, stock markets.
Yeah. Apparently, it's not legal in Iowa because Freak 5 says Iowa's been cracking down on CBD. I don't know why, man. CBD is non-psychoactive. Like, there is nothing.
Ohio has medical dispensaries, but
look at the leadership that's come from Iowa.
Yeah.
And that kind of gives you an example of what's going on there.
Yeah. Well, I'll get into election fuckery, too. There was probably some election fuckery all over the place, but. I might as well get into it since it's my turn on Stinkos. But, you know, people are going to think that I'm being a bitch for, you know, saying this. But, and I really don't care. But I think I thought 2016, I had a good inkling that 2016 was rigged pretty hard for Hillary Clinton. And I'm almost like I'm 99.9% sure that this election was rigged for the primary election was rigged for Biden this time around, because like the United Nations basically does investigations of elections if the exit polls and the actual results are way out of whack, right? So the exit polls have about a 5 to 7% variance, and if you go over that, then the UN is supposed to be called in to like kind of see what's going on. Like a lot of the places, like I think Iowa was one, but there were some more really egregious ones where the exit polls were showing that Bernie was up by 14 points, and then all of a sudden Biden comes in and wins by like 20. And that was too big of a swing to like think that there wasn't some election fraud going on. So I'm hoping that the UN goes in and does. And by the way, Bernie still has a good chance to win. I know people are saying that Biden is going to be the nominee, but Obama was worse off after Super Tuesday and Super Tuesday 2 than what Bernie is right now. So I'm not really worried. And by the way, Bernie's the only one showing any kind of leadership right now by having his online talks and his ideas for you know, getting people help right away and stuff like that. Basically, everything he's been saying all along. Slager's on a beer run. Good luck with that, man. So that's my first Stinko was election fuckery. I really think Bernie is getting really screwed by the DNC and you know he's been kicking everybody's ass in all these places, and now all of a sudden fucking Biden is winning. It just doesn't make any sense. The other thing is, and this is probably more important right now, I think there are four representatives, congressional representatives or senators that should be in jail right now pending an investigation. I'm talking about Dianne Feinstein out of California, Inouye, I forgot where he's from, Burr, I think his name is it Richard Burr? The guy that got caught selling his stocks and stuff like that. And there was, Loeffler, the Republican Senator Loeffler. She's another beauty. Those four senators should be investigated, and I would put them in jail right now because they did insider trading. And the reason that we know that is because isn't it funny that about a week before the coronavirus hits the United States hard, these motherfuckers are selling their stocks. Did I lose you guys? Are you guys still
here? No, we're here.
Okay. We probably lost.
I'm here. I don't know what break.
Yeah, break is here. Let's try to get break back in. So yeah, there were four senators/representatives from Congress that decided that you know, you can just sell your stocks before. So that's my stinko. Is those guys and gals that decided to do a little bit of inside trading. So those are my stinkos, Eric. What do you think about that bullshit? Did you hear about that, Eric?
Yeah.
I mean,
pretty scummy.
Don't you think it's like super scummy? Like, I don't know, man. Like, I think it's just awful. Apparently, Breakman needs to update his Skype or something. I don't know, but we'll hold off on that. Let's move on to our sweetos.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
Yeah, hold on. Before you get to yours, Eric, your sweeto, Slagar says, scummy, illegal. It is definitely illegal, Slagar. And I don't want to be one of these guys that just says lock them up, like, without evidence and stuff. But isn't the evidence right in front of our faces right now? Like, honestly, like, it's just so stupid. It's so blatant. Like, I don't know. I just don't know what to think about that whole thing. All right. Eric, your sweeto of the week.
My sweeto would be at all. I don't have one this week.
Okay. I do. I have, I talked to.
I guess maybe I can because.
You get to interrupt, Frank.
Because it's yes, that's one of my sweetos. But
you guys are exiles.
But it's related to the GameStop thing because, like, the day after they tried to claim itself as a social service, several more stores closed down, notably in California.
Well, yeah, all of California's on lockdown, man. That's the reason. Like they didn't have a choice.
No, the store's like closed. Period. It ain't open it again.
Oh, really? Wow. Well, I mean, GameStop's on its way out, man. I don't think Reggie can can save that sinking boat, man, at this point.
The only thing he can do is maybe convince them to go to an online-only, like, service model.
Well, if anybody can fix Game...
And he's Stop. Only on the board of directors. He's not part of management.
Hey,
He can only convince... management to do good things, yeah. And hopefully they will, but yeah. They probably won't because they're
doubtful.
Stupid.
Doubtful. Their management is awful. Before we get into more sweetos, did you happen to hear my stinkos, break, man? I kind of wanted to get you in on the.
I heard part of it before my, you know, shit went to shit.
Yeah, the congressional,
my shit went to total shit.
The congressional insider trading. Did you hear any of that?
No, I did not hear that.
Okay.
I heard about it and I did read about it, but
yeah. So what are your thoughts, man? There's four senators. It's so, to me, you know what it looks like to me, Breakman?
Yeah. Feinstein, Barr, and, I forget the other one.
Burr, Feinstein, Inouye, and Loeffler. So to me, it looks like it's not a Republican Democrat thing. Like, Democrats right now are all over Senator Burr for his transgressions and Loeffler, but Feinstein did it and Inouye did it. So it's not a bipartisan thing. It's definitely a congressional thing. So I want to say just lock these motherfuckers up right now and do an investigation, you know, and then find out what the hell is going on. Mrs. Freak Sweeto is Animal Crossing came out today. Yeah, it's a great game. And
your stinko isn't that you lose control of the television?
Exactly. So I just wanted to get your thoughts, Breakman. Like, what do you think? Like,
these people are – what are we shocked about here?
We're not shocked. I'm not shocked, but what I'm saying is I say we put them in jail right now pending an investigation. That's what I'm saying. You know,
I don't want to start putting people in jail without investigating, but we do need to heavily investigate these people, and they need to be treated like they need to be treated like everybody else. We can't be – the politicians have been getting – you know, they've been get the sweet end of the deals as far as how they get treated. The only way they ever get punished is if they screw over other politicians.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't. No. They can screw the people over all they want, and they never get punished for it. They retire with sweet packages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're in an investigation like this, in the middle of a pandemic, maybe that you should quit, resign. I'm just saying. You can always run for re-election.
I agree, man. And quit, besides. Besides the fact, like, people like Feinstein, they need to fucking go anyways. She's like fucking 80 some odd years old, like literally, like been there, like, for how long now, man? Like, it's just, there should be term limits. We talk about it all the time, Breakman, you know? Look, Slagar said something very, very, very poignant. He says, probable cause would put me in jail, so why doesn't it apply to them? You know, it's like... I agree with you 100%, Slager. That's what I was saying. Like, I honestly think they do have probable cause.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, you know? maybe you are right. Yeah. Maybe they should be in jail then. I am sick of politicians and basically rich and famous all getting special treatment and being able to get away with things that the rest of us would be heavily punished for.
You know what's stupid is Loeffler was on Fox saying that there was nothing wrong with what she did because she has people handle that for her. And it's like, how coincidental is it that you have a meeting that's telling you all this information about coronavirus, and then all of a sudden your handlers decide to sell $1.5 million worth of stock. Yeah. You know, and by the way, she's worth about $500 million. She's one of the richest people in Congress. So, I mean, this type of shit goes on all the time. And I think now we just got a very good glimpse as to what really happens. Like, our politicians are corrupt as fuck. And it's not a huge logical leap to say that the elections are fucking rigged, too. You know what I'm saying? Whether you like Bernie Sanders or not. I mean, you have to take a long look at the fucking election process, even in the primaries.
Do you want to talk about how Comcast suspended the caps, data caps?
They're
only doing this arbitrarily, so it's a big crock of shit that the data caps even exist.
Yeah.
We're still talking about the senators, because I wanted to say, like, Burr, for instance, you know, he held that big – he had that – private conference for all of his constituents, or I shouldn't say all of his constituents.
His donors.
His
bribers.
Let them know that, you know, this is big news. Like, this coronavirus is dangerous. Like, people should be warned. And then he gets on television and downplays all of it.
Yeah.
That alone should be a criminal offense.
Yeah. Slagar brings up another good point. He says, same thing that Martha Stewart said. It wasn't me, it was my people. You know, you can't get away with that. You know, it's bullshit, but I'm
not sure how she didn't get away with it with all the money she had and power. Like, who did she screw? I'd still bang Morpheus.
Oh, Slagar. God, Slagar. Something's wrong with you, Slagar. No. Unless you're doing it for money. I can understand that, man. But come on, man. Martha Stewart? Ugh. Anyways.
Judge me. I mean him.
Yeah, we need to move on to Sweetos. We're running out of time. So I didn't see a Sweeto for you, Eric. Breakman.
Yeah. My Sweeto goes to a lot of people are – well, I shouldn't say this is my Sweeto. A lot of people are out of work right now, and, you know, it sucks, and people are losing their jobs and stuff like that. But my Sweeto goes to my company is doing everything it can to make sure people still work and still have jobs, and I'm working from home.
Yeah, so that's great.
I'm still working, so.
That's really good.
I still have to go to my job.
Yeah.
I went into I've been working from home for most of the week, but I went in today to get some more supplies. Like I'm getting the whole setup at home.
That's good, man. Just stay at home, dude, as much as you can. That way you don't get sick.
That reminds me, like, how are churches handling church service?
Oh, awfully. I saw
some have been doing it online. Like there's the one by the big church in this city. It's really close to me. Like it's got thousands of people to go to it, but they're doing it online. So
my sister sent her kid. I mean, her son goes to a Catholic school, and I guess my niece will go there when she's old enough too. But I guess they're doing school through online, so I guess they'll do church the same way.
A lot of the evangelical...
Some of them. I'm not saying that all of them are, because we know a lot of them are just like, let's ignore it, we're still going.
Yeah, no, a lot of the evangelical ones are doing the opposite. Let's shake hands and hug and, you know, give everybody the virus. Why not?
Let's never mind what a church is supposed to be is a service. Like, you could do church at home on your own. It's just it's a thing people did because they like the community aspect.
Well, there's plenty of other things.
But, like, there's things that are more important to the community. Like, how about preserving the community by not trying to get each other
sick?
Yeah,
there's plenty of other things more important than religion, like everything else. That's how I feel about it, but whatever. So, yeah, there's that going on. But I'm really happy for you, Brake. I mean, that's – your company's I don't want to give away your company, man, but they're doing a great job. They should be commended for that, you know? So, oh, shit, we lost Brake, man, again. Let me see if I can get Brake back in, man. I don't know what the hell's going on here. His computer, man. His computer just gives him all kinds of problems. All right, so I think you kind of did your Sweeto, Eric, so I'll unless you have anything else that you want to bring up.
Nothing else.
Okay. I got a couple of Sweetos. Well, one in particular, but I'm getting it. Probably it's in my mailbox right now, but I don't know if you guys can see this, but it's this gelatinous cube Funko Pop, man. And I mean, those that played D&D, they know what I'm talking about with this. Do we have you back, Breakman?
Yes,
cool. Right on. Phew. Okay. But I was just talking about my Sweeto, man. I thought this was really cool. I picked up the other D&D ones. There's a Mind Flayer, which is really cool. Asmodeus looks really cool, which is me, so I'm glad that they based that on me. And then I don't know what the other one is. It's a real famous D&D character, but I never dealt with that character. I think it's like, I don't know what they call him, but anyways, so they have this special.
They call him Phil.
Yeah, it's Phil. Phil, that's what it is. Dungeons and Dragons gelatinous cube, and I've run into gelatinous cubes in Dungeons and Dragons, so I thought it was really cool and very detailed. And what if people don't know what a gelatinous cube is, just basically this big square slime that if it gets you, it'll dissolve you within a certain amount of turns. But I just thought it was really cute and cool. So Freak Fight says, my dumbass grandfather went to church last week and was interviewed by a news station. He told them he is old. If he gets it, he gets it. Jesus Christ, man. What a dumbass.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't even understand you could get other people sick.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not about – that's what I was talking to Bernie because she was kind of confused about the whole thing, you know. And it's not so much about you getting sick. It's about you getting sick and passing it to five other people and getting them sick, you know. It's like
– And not just about that. It's about the future too. Like we take flu shots, or at least we're supposed to, you know. Yeah. And of course, there's anti-vaxxers, stuff like that.
Yeah.
In the future, we're going to be taking corona shots unless we fucking deal with this now. You know, this isn't going to be something that just kills however many people it kills this year. This is going to be something that's going to be coming back year after year and killing people year after year unless we do something.
Yeah.
Which some people are and others aren't taking it fucking seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, some good news came in from, like, I guess Melbourne is ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Solution.
Yeah. Weiland says you got Kevin Bacon again, Breakman.
Get that reference.
I do, because he talked shit about Kevin Bacon last week, and then all of a sudden
I didn't talk shit about Kevin Bacon. I love Kevin Bacon. I criticized Hollow Man, and then I criticized Footloose, because I didn't like either one of those.
Don't say it.
She's Having a Baby. I love that movie. He was in X-Men First Class. He's been in a lot of stuff. Why can't I?
Meta Freak, thanks for joining, man.
Tremors. I love fucking Tremors, man.
He's like, in The Wizard.
Don't curse me, Kevin Bacon. I love you.
You're already cursed, dude. So that's you must have been talking shit about Kevin Bacon during the week, or
wasn't he in Tremors as well?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I said I wasn't talking trash about you, Kevin Bacon. It was just those couple movies.
Did either of you guys play Dungeons and Dragons at all?
Not.
We were talking about how good the
only our role playing game I've ever played was a small. Brief period that I played Cyberpunk with my brother.
Weiland says you're walking on thin ice, Break.
I'm sorry, Kevin.
You better pray to the Kevin Bacon gods, man.
No, I gotta go pray to Kevin Bacon
and Hollow Man, and regret what you said about
that. He doesn't give you the coronavirus.
Slagar says yes, D&D. Hey, Slagar, you ever run into a gelatinous cube? That's my question for the day. Gelatinous, because if you have, you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to show it on screen again. I know I did before, but
is the solution to this thing just to set it on fire?
Yes. Well, there's more to it than just that, but yeah, you gotta for a gelatinous cube, you just pretty much use fire to get away. It's a little more advanced than a regular slime, but yeah, that's
or like freezing nice and then like chopping up them bits.
No, it's fire. Fire's what I remember. I don't know if you could get away with freezing it, but fire for sure. But yeah, that's the thing. So I just thought I thought it was really fun and cool, and you know, I almost completed my Funko collection, guys. Like I was telling Bernie, like I only have like 12 more horror ones that I want. Like I want a Godzilla one, King Kong, and a few others. But once I finish off that collection, my Funko collection is pretty complete, unless anything really super new and horrific comes out. Like I just got Cthulhu the other day, and that was one of the ones that I needed. So 12 more and my Funko collection will be pretty much complete. I don't have anything more. I mean, I'm looking at it now. I got all the Pennywises I can handle. All the main horror characters that I like. I got the Iron Maiden ones. I got the Dungeons and Dragons ones. So there's nothing else for, I even got like, Gizmo in a car, and I got you guys will get a kick out of this. I got Michael J. Fox werewolf movie?
Breakman needs to do the Kevin Bacon Creed, which is like the Apostles Creed, but it's about Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Slagar says, yes, stupid things chased you. Yeah. I think we lost. Oh, no, we didn't lose Breakman. Good. Whew. I thought we lost Breakman for a second.
No, I'm right here. I just need
to fuck. Yeah. So, all right. All right, I got a real quick question in our free-for-all. It's a free-for-all. Yeah, Weiland says Teen Wolf. I couldn't remember, Weiland. You know why? Because every time I think of Teen Wolf, I think of that series on MTV, and I liked it quite a bit, but I don't associate. Wait,
wasn't that Michael J. Fox?
Yes, that's what I said.
Just don't think of Teen Wolf 2.
Yeah, no. Teen Wolf 2.
There's a 2?
Yes, and it's horrible.
No, there's not.
There isn't.
Don't think about it. There's
a thing called 2, but it's not.
Yeah.
Right?
But I have the Funko of Teen Wolf, the original. So there you go. All right. My free-for-all this week is really quick hitter, guys. I got a couple of quick questions. What game do you regret never playing? And also, what game do you regret playing too much of? It's similar to what we had last week.
If I never played it, how can I regret it? Or never getting
the Pile of Shame, maybe. Like, there's games you've ever bought that you never got to play.
Yeah, like, you know, there's certain games that a lot of people like that generally are like that you never got a chance to play. Things like that, you know. So I'm going to ask you,
Blake. There's always a Pile of Shame. Like, I'm sorry, you were about to ask me.
No, I
was worried about that's one of us, aren't you?
No, I was going to ask you those questions first, Blake.
Okay. Okay, let me see. Like, I can think of Pile of Shame games. Like, a game I really love was The Suffering. And I got The Suffering too, but I never had a chance to play.
See, there's that. That's what I'm saying. Like games like that.
I've got a lot of games in my backlog.
And it's like, yeah, you know, it's now it's so old. Like, it was that original Xbox game. I think. Like, I don't want to go back and play like an original Xbox game.
Just watch the playthrough, man. let's see. What game do you regret playing too much of then, Breakman?
Well, I was still thinking of other games I regret not getting to play because, you know, I didn't have access to all the video game systems and stuff like that. So I'd look at, like, the magazines when I was standing in Kroger and, you know, stuff buying them. Like, what was this? Game Informer and GamePro and EGM, stuff like that.
I regret not buying Rule of Rose when it was new because it goes a ridiculous price nowadays.
Yeah. Slagar says, too much of the Commodore 64 Lode Runner. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Something like that, you know. All right, so.
Okay, too much of, I'd say. Well, and I was thinking of games I didn't get to play, like TurboGrafx games, which is one reason I was looking forward to the TurboGrafx Mini. I've only gotten to play a couple of those games, and I've seen them in magazines and like.
Oh, yeah, I regret not playing Haunting Ground too.
Ooh, if you didn't play so much Halo, he would have played those other games.
Wyland hit the nail on the head, man. Right?
But I'm not gonna say I played too much Halo.
We would have had a PlayStation 4 by now if you not played too much Halo.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. I've spent less money because I've just played one game. Yeah. Or one series. I'd say a game like I played way too much of. When I was younger, probably Gauntlet 2. That shit ton. And, you know, I didn't realize it at first, but after a while, like, you realize, oh, these levels are all repeating. I thought when I'd get to 100, like, there'd be something different. But no, it's just, is just the same thing over and over again.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Eric, real quick.
Let's see here. Fallout series, obviously.
I was going to say Fallout.
A lot of that. Yeah, when people think, like, when my friends talk about, like, what games I love, they always say Fallout. Like, okay, I always say
probably an unhealthy amount of Gauntlet Dark Legacy.
Ooh, yeah, that's an underrated game, I think. It's not a great game, but, okay. All right, what else, Breakman, before we move on to Eric?
Well, no, I mean, he can do
I already said mine.
Okay.
That's it. Well, I'm going to think of some more. What do you think of some?
Okay, for me...
Frank.
What game do I regret never playing? There's a recent one that you guys are going to be shocked. Like, I played, like, literally, like, a few minutes of, and I haven't gotten back to it. I'm almost embarrassed to say this. No. I played more Breath of the Wild than this game, I'm going to tell you. And it's going to shock everybody. Dragon Quest XI, man. I played like literally like a few minutes of that game and I haven't gotten back to it, but I do plan on playing it.
You are a poser. For shame.
No, it is
on you.
It is shameful.
Take his Dragon Quest card away.
It is shameful. it's shameful, but in my defense, I will have you know that I beat more games last year and going on into this year than any other time in my history of playing video games.
Were any of those games called Dragon Quest?
How dare you?
You poser! Poser!
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
Shame.
I will. I promise you I will rectify that this year. That game is getting beat because it's on my short list of games that I got to beat before – PlayStation 5. Let's see. What game do you regret playing too much of? Skyrim. Skyrim for sure. Grand Theft Auto 3. Like, I played a ridiculous amount. And I never beat that game, which is the other stupid thing.
That was the same thing for me with Grand Theft Auto 3 and San Andreas. I played shit tons of those but never finished them.
Yeah.
Because it always came down to some mission like I could never get through.
Yeah.
And you needed to get that mission to be able to finish it to the next mission. You know, whatever.
You know, another one that I played like way longer than I should have was Final Fantasy X. Final Fantasy X. I played the shit out of like that. The spear grids were so addicting in those games. But
the only thing that was terrible in that game was when you had to do those Cloister of Trials. God damn.
Sure.
I have another game I played way too much of, and I could definitely.
Slagar says he's never played a single Halo. Yeah, it's you're missing some.
Here's a game I probably played way too much of, Dragon Quest IX.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good game. I was gonna say WoW. I played way too much WoW and have nothing to show for it.
I think I remember you telling me on the show you played way too much Final Fantasy A2 or something.
Who me?
Yes. Final Fantasy Tactics.
The tactics games. Definitely. Yeah. I've played a lot, shit ton of all the tactics. I've played them through twice each.
Slagar says that damn Tony Hawk game. No one finished that. Just fucked around smashing shit. Yeah, for sure.
I love Tony Hawk. The first few games, like, I love them, but then by the fourth game, you're starting over again.
Yeah.
You've become a badass, you know, and you've got all these stats in your character, but then every new game you have to completely start over.
Everybody remembers how bad Tony Hawk 5 was, though.
I got a good question for next week, guys. Think about this, and I'll mark this down for next week. What about a game you regret playing, period? Like, just a game that you just look back and you're like, ugh. Think about that. We're going to do that next week. So,
I can already tell you the answer to that one.
Nope, don't tell me the answer. You keep it for next week. All right, guys, let's do our plugs. We got to get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for sticking with us. You know, if things go on shutdown, like Breakman, if your job shuts shit down eventually, then maybe we could do an extra show or two during the week, you know? So, I mean, I'm sure none of us are going to be doing much if we all get shut down, right? So, it'd be kind of cool. But let's do our plugs. Let's start with you, Breakman.
You can follow me at Break_Man or at RP Grinders, where you can ask us a question, the one I read earlier for Dear Breakman, and the next one I'll be reading next week, which
Next week you got a doozy, don't you?
Would you say it's a loaded question?
It is definitely a loaded question, yes. For sure. Okay, is that it, Break?
I feel like I'm forgetting something. No, I guess not.
Okay. All right, Eric, you're next.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Hockaloo. Anyways, you can find sites I write reviews for, such as BostonPassBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com. And if you like what I've written and you want to support me, sending me as little as $1 a month would help on my Patreon, which is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG. Okay. And that's all I really have to say. And wash your hands, stay safe, minimize your time going out.
Yeah, stay home, listen to the Grinders. You know, we'll get you through them.
Get some gas tomorrow, so I don't have to worry about filling my tank completely up. Later.
Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. If I'm not sick next week, which I'm starting to get sick, I'm planning on doing a GDP next week. So that would be, I think, kind of fun for everybody. So there you go. Maybe I could even do it on a Saturday. Let me know on Twitter at Frank Branches if you want me to do a GDP, on Friday after the show, or maybe Saturday during the day or something like that. All right. Thanks to everybody in chat. I think our good friend Freak5 was in there, Electrical Longboard, our good friend Wyland, and our good friend Slagars in chat. Thank you guys so much for being supporters of the show. We really, really do appreciate it. You guys help us a lot, more than you know. If you want to be here, just join us every Friday, 7 Eastern time on twitch.tv/RPGrinders and then search RPGrinders on YouTube. And join the Twitch chat. We have a lot of fun, and hopefully you guys can be here during the live show. Let's see what else. Like I said, you know, stay home if you can. This virus got everybody down, but hopefully it doesn't bring RP Grinders down, because I'll be here as long as I can, and I know these guys will too. And if people aren't sick during the week and stuff like that, we might do spontaneous shows, so we'll see. Just depends. All right.
If we do, I'll let you know on Twitter, definitely.
Yeah, make sure you watch a movie called Snatchers. It's fun. It's really, really fun. It's it has kind of an Evil Dead vibe to it, I guess. It's the best way I can put it, man. It's really, really fun. You guys will really get a kick out of that. All right, that's all I got. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you all here back next week. Till then, stay safe. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Oh, maybe I forgot this.
Always ruining the outro, you son of a bitch.
Make sure you watch that
harmonica. Yeah, watch that harmonica and that cowbell, you son of a bitch.
I'm ruining the outro on the whole thing. You mean this harmonica?
Disinfect!
It's the best disinfected.
How dare you. You're the worst harmonica player ever, Breakman. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm not Mick Jagger. I'm not Huey Lewis, that's for sure. I'm not Tom Petty.
You are the... I'm trying to think now of, like, the worst musician ever. You are the... Check this out. You are the Adam Sandler of harmonicas, Breakman. Just think about that.